thatfree.com. This message from First Conservative Baptist Church. Hurricane Helene is now churning in the Gulf toward the eastern Florida panhandle. She's expected to become a powerful Category 4 storm and is expected to make landfall sometime this evening. Because Helene is such a large storm, much of the state, including our area, will see lots of rain and strong winds. Duval County schools are closed both Thursday and Friday. Please visit this station's website to find services, closures, and changes. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on three regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these three stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on Let's Face the Issues today. You can dial in, have your dialogue and discussion heard and responded to. The telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. The issue that we're discussing today, which I believe is vital, especially now. We're about 40 days plus out from the election. That's not just electing a president, but it's voting in the state of Florida for six different amendments. We'll be talking about all six of those amendments this week, how we should vote, what we should know, and who's sponsoring those amendments and why they're being sponsored, and the end result if they're approved. Some of them are good, some of them are bad. Personally, I don't like any amendment to our Constitution. Leave the Constitution alone. If you've got an issue or something that you won't have passed, put it in the hoppers of the House and the Senate. Let it be dialogued, debated, spoken publicly about so that there can be public input. Then if it's approved in the House and the Senate, where the governor has the right to sign it or not to sign it. That's the legislative process. That's the American Constitutional Republic with a representative form of government. I don't believe our state or any state should be owned, operated, and run by the power brokers that can come up with enough money to pass anything, and most of the time it is something that's against the morals and ethics and values of the Christian. We're talking about that today. We're talking about just say no on pot. That's Amendment 3. Say no. The telephone number is 904-831-0917. You're listening. Do you believe that Christians should participate? Do you believe that churches should be silent? Do you believe that it is something that is simply inert and does not harm the body? I've got statistical data that just blow your mind as to what pot will do to the mind and the will and the emotion and the future of an individual that smokes the pot. And yet we're told it is harmless. We're told that it is legal and safe and lab tested. Those are the terms that the pot industry is using, pouring millions upon millions of dollars into their ads to try to delude the public. Dr. Phelps, this perhaps goes without asking as far as the answer, but for the benefit of our listeners, I'm not talking about denomination. I'm not talking about Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, any other denomination. I'm talking about how should Christians, if a person says they're saved, how should the Christian vote on this amendment? Should they vote yes or no? And give me a rationale why.
Well, I want to continue reading, if I may, from the book of Titus, chapter 2. The Bible teaches us as Christians to be looking for the blessed hope. We believe that's the next event on the calendar of time. And the glorious appearing, that's when Jesus returns as King of Kings. And the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, he's coming again. And the scriptures teach us that we need to be looking for him. And I read further in Titus chapter 2, verse 14, who gave himself for us, the Savior gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. And Paul was telling one of his helpers, one of his co-workers, these things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise you. And so what we're looking at here is instructions for Christians, the way that we ought to behave. You see, verse 14 says that he has redeemed us from all iniquity. And as we enter into this passage, Christians are taught that we should not be partakers of things that are harmful to our health, to the health of others.
Yes.
And so we need to be careful what we do that affects all of our state, all of our family as well. Not too long ago, I was in a store, and in this store, I saw toward the back of store, a place where I needed to go, a man who was puffing, and smoke was rising like you would see smoke from an Indian signal being sent.
Yeah.
And I determined I was not going to go there, mm-hmm. because it is true that secondhand smoke will affect you as well as the smoker. And that's true with marijuana. Like alcohol and tobacco, the use of marijuana or other drugs like that will lead to addiction and eventually bondage. Scriptures teach us as Christians that we're not to be brought into bondage.
That's right.
Paul says, I'll not be brought into bondage by anything. In the book of Romans chapter 6 also, the scriptures teach us that we need to be careful about being controlled. And I want to look at Romans chapter 6, if I may, verse 14 and following. And here's what we read. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you're not under the law, but under grace. What then? Shall we sin because we're not under the law, but under grace? God forbid. Now listen to this. Know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness? But God be thanked that you were the servants of sin, but you have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine or teaching which was delivered to you. Being then made free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness. And so God's Son came into the world to free us from the bondage of sin. Jesus said, if the Son therefore shall make you free, you'll be free indeed. So now we're free to serve God and bring honor to his name. We can choose to refuse to serve sin and live to please God.
Dr. Phillips, you say that and it touches the thought in my mind. A lot of people say we're free, we can do whatever we want to. Freedom in Christ does not have the connotation of liberty to do whatever you please.
That's right.
And yet we have also the Apostle Paul teaching young Timothy that anything that has the appearance of evil, that as Christians we should not participate or be involved in. Ladies and gentlemen, the mindset is, listen, these slick Madison Avenue high-priced ads that are on television, I watched a number of them. And it starts out talking about that it is to make the marijuana legal, and it's safe, and it's lab-tested, and it's for adults 21 years and older. Listen carefully. How many kids do you think today that's less than 21 years of age, less than 18, or less than 20? 18 to 21 years of age, generally most of the laws say you can't vape unless you're a certain age. You can't smoke unless you're a certain age. So therefore, you cannot use the pot, according to Amendment 3, unless you're 21 years of age. Do you think that's going to limit people from participating in the use of those things, those drugs? No. There's supposed to be a minimum that a person can buy alcoholic beverages. We find kids getting drunk. There's a minimum in age where a person can buy a pack of cigarettes, but we see kids of all ages puffing on cigarettes. Do you think somehow, some way, because they say that's the law, that you're going to say everybody's going to simply obey it? Listen, in the state of Colorado, and I have more statistics on that state than any other state in relationship to what happens with the legalization of recreational marijuana. Listen very carefully. The emergency rooms are filled with preteens and teenagers that got a hold of mom and dad's pot-laced, marijuana-laced gummy bears or chocolate chip cookies or other goodies. There's about 280-some-odd products that are made that are laced with marijuana that supposedly adults use that the kids get a hold to. Ladies and gentlemen, it causes premature death. It causes the brains to absolutely malfunction. And in a minute, I'll go through a whole litany of things that it does health-wise. But listen, I've got a headline. Ads launched for Florida recreational marijuana amendment. Mothers, law enforcement officers, and veterans are among people included in a $5 million statewide ad campaign. I contend that it's far more than $5 million, but they're admitting to $5 million they're spending on the ad campaign, and much of those dollars are put in the hands of former law enforcement and supposed mothers, supposed teachers that's advocating for it. And it says statewide ad campaign aimed at boosting support for the proposed constitutional amendment that would allow recreational use of marijuana in the state of Florida. Four of the ads will run on broadcast, cable, streaming, radio, and digital platforms, according to the Safe, the Smart and Safe, that's an organization, corporate entity, Smart and Safe Florida Political Committee. Smart and Safe, ladies and gentlemen, is one of the nation's largest pot producers, pot distributors, and pot marketers. In fact, they have multitudes of pot shops already in the state of Florida. Do you remember just a few years back when the medical marijuana was passed and all of a sudden popping up across the state of Florida and proliferating here in our Jacksonville area, pot shops on every street corner supposed to be for medical marijuana? They have been hanging on by a shoestring, financially speaking, but it was in preparation for what is on the ballot in the next 40 days. The recreational marijuana. They're talking about bringing in hundreds of millions of dollars across the nation into the state of Florida to purchase pot because they cannot buy it in other states. This article says a yes vote on Amendment 3. This is what the ad states. A yes vote on Amendment 3 will improve the health and safety of all Floridians. Access to a regulated adult use marijuana would help prevent illicit cartel trafficked marijuana from marketing its way into Florida, as well as allow law enforcement to focus on more violent crime, a release from the committee said. Listen, what does that tell you? That if recreational marijuana is legalized, police officers will not be allowed to arrest you for being drunk on pot on the street corner, for using pot down the sidewalk, for owning and carrying pot in your pocket. That will tie the hands of law enforcement to carry out anything that will be called protection and safety for the citizens in the state of Florida. I'm adamantly opposed to it. And I believe that every child of God, every Christian, every conservative needs to say no to pot, Amendment 3. We need to hear it from the pulpits in our city, in our state, across the state of Florida. We need to have Christians that will go to their pastors and say, Pastor, why not tell us publicly how we need to vote on Amendment 3? Why don't we have pastors that's willing to have a spine and a backbone? I invited a pastor, and I'll not call the name or the location. I invited a pastor in this city to come on the air with me and let's discuss this issue. This is about 6 weeks ago. He said, oh, okay, I'll look at my calendar and let you know. Hadn't heard a squeak back from him. Maybe he's listening. Should bring conviction. I prayed it does. because the pastors need to be the voice for morality and ethics and values in our state and across the nation and around the world. I'm concerned. This article goes on to say, Trulieve, the state's largest medical marijuana company, had contributed almost $50 million to the efforts, according to the latest campaign finance report posted in the State Division of Elections. Other Florida medical marijuana companies also started supporting the proposal back in March, and it lists a whole litany of marijuana growers, producers, distributors that are contributing to it. Millions upon millions upon millions of dollars without any concern about we the people and the condition that it will leave our state in, with our kids and our grandkids being crippled and sterilized and are dying as a result of it. I believe we have a caller on the line. Go over the question or comment, please.
Dr. Youngblood, thank you. I've got two things that I'd like to address in this conversation today. You're absolutely right. This lie that's being produced now is a monstrous of a lie. That the first one that we had when they tried to legalize gambling, oh, so much money was going to the school system, oh, to educate our children and all this stuff. This is the same lie being repeated now.
Absolutely, brother.
All right, my other observation is this. If God said he chastised his children whom he loves. We have a lot of professed Christians today, but we don't have a lot of possessed Christians. A true Christian cannot possibly vote for anyone that believes in murder.
Yes.
And it's time for our churches and our pastors to stand up, vote, and let's try to redeem America.
Amen. Just, brother, let me give you an example of that. And I hate to do a throwback, but a number of years ago when the city of Jacksonville was dealing with an issue in relationship to morals and ethics and values and a bill that they were about to pass, I sent out a notification to every pastor in our city, the city of Jacksonville, inviting them to come for a media conference in our conference room here on campus. We had the media here. We had the television, the cameras here, the interviewers here, and the invitation went out to several hundred pastors. You know how many pastors we had to show up to have a conference before the media about that moral ethical issue that was so vital in our city?
You
one.
And who else?
One. One.
Absolutely.
That's the thing is so bothersome, troublesome, and sad to me is the fact that we do not have enough preachers, pastors, spiritual leaders that will take a stand. They're afraid of numbers and nickels and noses. I've said many times they're afraid of the Democrats in their church that might say, get out, and they might lose a member or two. I believe we need to stand for God and not stand for what people are saying and doing. So, brother, you're exactly right.
And I believe that God is going to chastise his children, and we're in for it, brother. Wake up.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The scripture says judgment begins at the house of God, and I believe that God is going to do that if, in fact, he has not started progressively doing that very thing. Brother, thank you so much for your call. You're spot on with that. We always appreciate your input. I believe we have another caller on the line. Go over to the question or comment, please. Go ahead with your call. Are you there? We lost our caller. If you're listening, call back. We'd love to have you and your input on the subject today. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. We're talking about just say no on pot. It's Amendment 3 on your ballot that'll be coming up in just a few days. But ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. These ads promoted on the basis that it is lab tested, it is safe, and it is something that an adult 21 years old and older will be able to make a decision. And then, as our caller just said, the ad is so deceitful, talking about I'm using their term, billions of dollars that will go into education. And as our caller just said, and I recall just a number of years ago when they were passing the lotto in the state of Florida, they talked about billions of dollars would go into education. Well, where did the billions of dollars go? It's not going into the educational system in the state of Florida. Our educational income is lower now than it was then, and yet hundreds of millions, if not billions and billions of dollars, been invested in the lotto in the state of Florida. It's a lie. It's a deceptive lie. And yet I am concerned. I'm warning. I'm ringing the bell even at this moment. Say no, no, no to this Amendment 3 and Amendment 4 in particular. We'll talk about the others later. I believe we have a caller on the line. Go with the question or comment, please. Hello? Go ahead with your question or comment, please.
Dr. Youngblood?
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if you were on the phone. Okay. I just have a couple things to say. First, I'm with you with all the not voting for the pot, but I had a pastor who just a couple weeks ago, he said he was against Harris and Trump. So he had the whole congregation not wanting to vote for anyone. A friend of mine called me. We went to a church named Parkview. This guy went all the way back to the beginning of Israel and was talking about how they had borders and how all the countries back then had borders, and just laid it all out how, you know, we have to have borders and we have to do what's right and we have to vote. And, you know, vote godly values. And he put it out. He didn't say vote for this one or vote for that one, but he put it out how we have godly values and you have to vote for the one that has godly values. And I was so impressed, and that's where I'm going from now on. I wanted to tell you that. And then I wanted to tell you something that's a little off the record. It's something different. If you heard about this girl named Alexis, what's her name? Alexis Lorenzo. She's in a hospital in California. They gave her three different, what are those things? The shots they give you for, you know, those shots.
COVID death shots.
Yes, they gave her three. And about 20 minutes later, her whole face is black and blue. They can't move her because they can't even touch her. You Google, her name is Alexis, L-O-R-E-N-Z-E. She is in a California hospital, almost dying, and her whole family wants her name out there because she wants people to pray for her, and she may die. And that's because she took three, and she had a rare blood disease. They told her in order to get the blood she needs, she has to take all three of these vaccines. That's what it was. And she took them, and now she's almost dead. And I will tell you.
She's 23 years old, and yes, it's changed her facial features and her total body. Unless God intervenes, there's no hope for her to live unless God intervenes. And it's as a result of the COVID death jab that she had all three, the COVID shot and the two boosters simultaneously. And it is on the verge of taking her life. We need to pray for her. We need to recognize the evil that's in our world today, and much of it today being promulgated through the CDC, the FDA, and the medical associations in the United States of America. The truth is finally coming out, and we'll talk about that in the future days. Truth will finally come out in relationship to the lies and the deception. In fact, I listened to a physician on Early Morning News said that just 3 or 4 years ago that the people in America had a 72% approval of the medical field in America. Today it's less than 30% because people have lost their faith, their trust, their confidence in the medical association as a result of the sterilization, the death, and the destruction of the physicality of human beings that was promulgated by CDC and the COVID lie. So it deserves our prayer and attention. And I think what we're witnessing today in relationship to these amendments is the lie that's coming from the voices of those that are saying that it's okay, it's going to produce more money, et cetera, et cetera. It's a lie. It is a deceit, a demonic deceit that will destroy our kids, our youth, and will make a total state of those that are, how would you say, so laid back and total submission, dependent upon the government for food, clothing, and shelter. Thank you so much for your call. We need to keep looking up. Thank you. God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at the headline. Is marijuana bad for health? Here's what we know so far. I'm looking at the article. In addition to minor side effects that many users joke about, such as short-term memory loss, recent studies have linked marijuana to the adverse health outcomes involving the lungs, the heart, the brain, the brain cells. For example, heavy marijuana consumption seems to increase the risk of clogged arteries, heart failure, and it may impact male fertility. Smoking weed, likewise, can lead to chronic bronchitis and other respiratory ailments, although unlike tobacco, it hasn't been definitely tied to lung cancer, but possibility it is. And cannabis plants, metal permeates in it, such as lead. It goes on to talk about enter the bloodstream. Developing adolescent brains, particularly those predisposed to mental illness, may be most at risk for the consumption. Although psychiatrist effects are hotly debated, studies suggest that weed use can exacerbate and trigger schizophrenia, psychosis, depression in all youth that participate and lower the performance in academics. 24 states have legalized recreational marijuana, with 38 allowing medical use. Moreover, the drugs can cross over into fetuses during pregnancy. Several studies have linked it to the low birth weights. A research suspect that raises the likelihood of neonatal intensive care units admission and stillbirths as a result of it. Ladies and gentlemen, I could go on and on and on with the medical, bad risk that are associated with marijuana at any level. And yet we have those saying, oh, it's for adults and they're 21 years and older and therefore it can't hurt anything. You need not worry about it. Dr. Phelps, what are your thoughts further on it? Is it possible that we're being deceived, lied to about it, and how should we then respond?
We should respond by voting no on all of the amendments that you're speaking of there that will cause harm to our citizens, to harm to our bodies. You see, the Bible tells us that we are the temple of the living God.
Yes.
We are a God's sanctuary, and as so, we should not put into our body anything that will be harmful. Rather, we should put into our minds and our hearts the truth of the Word of God. You see, the Word of God is the only good mind-altering substance in the world.
That's right. I like that.
And so our bodies are the temple of God. God dwells in us. Christ has made our bodies His living place, His dwelling place. And the Spirit of God abides in us. That's why we're called a holy people. So let us remember and be aware of God is not pleased with this sort of thing that's happening in our state.
Absolutely.
And we should be like-minded with God.
Absolutely, like-minded with God. And ladies and gentlemen, one final note. The overwhelming majority of the law enforcement in the state of Florida say no to Amendment 3. You won't hear that on television or the newsprint ads. Our governor says no to Amendment 3. You won't hear that on the promulgators of this dastardly amendment. Looking at the headline, law enforcement divided over Amendment 3 to legalize marijuana in Florida. Safe and secure Floridians funded and created this ad, et cetera, et cetera. Amendment 3 allows responsible adults to buy the marijuana, et cetera, et cetera. That's a lie. Ladies and gentlemen, it goes over into every part of family life and destroys life and living, and it will if we pass that amendment. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly. Biblical